Today on Selling Homes with Silas, we're talking about selecting the right offer. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Selling Homes with Silas. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. For those of you just tuning in for the first time, my name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent with Skyline Properties out here in Seattle, Washington. But that's okay. Even if you're not from Seattle, this podcast is still for you. This podcast is all about educating and empowering home sellers, home buyers all across the nation. This podcast is going to teach you how to sell your home. Yeah, there's going to be some topics, and you can learn if you are a buyer here, but this podcast focuses on the selling aspect of your home. So if you want to listen to the a podcast dedicated to home buying, I also have another podcast called You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. You can check that out on wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, whichever, wherever your favorite podcast medium is, you can find that there. And so we are going step by step these first 10 or so episodes. I'm trying to select the different topics that a home seller faces, and then I'm going to just come different issues that come up as I'm working with clients of my own out here in Seattle. They bring up topics that I want to bring out to you. So subscribe, rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, and we will, you'll get these topics drop down, get more topics every day. Well, not every day. I have a lot to do, but I'm frequently kind of going for weekly, twice a month. Maybe we'll see. We'll see how this all pans out, and to see if how many of you fans subscribe. That's really, as long as you're listening, I'm producing. I'll tell you that. I do want to let you know that let's say you are looking to sell your house on your own, I do have a ultimate guide for selling, for a for sale by owner guide that you can get from me. It's free, absolutely free. Just email me, let me know what city you're in the U.S., and I'll send it out to you. And that email address is Silas, S-I-L-A-S, Silas at SilasGetsReal.com. Shoot me a message, I'll send that to you. I have the for sale by owner one. I also do just have a guide that I hand my clients, which may not be as specific for you. It kind of depends on whether you've chosen to use an agent or you're selling on your own. But I want to get into today's topic. Today's topic for this episode number 5 is selecting the right offer. Now, we've talked about other things on this show so far: curb appeal, pricing your home correctly, how to market your home. So let's say all those things have been done correctly, right? And then you are now at the point that you are getting offers on your home. Now, it's different in different states. It works a little differently, but like for instance here, you can either accept offers anytime. Anytime someone sends out an offer, you can look at it, or you can say, you can put on the information that's out there, say, look, I'm going to review offers on Tuesday the 11th, and I'll make my decision then. That's definitely more of a power move. That's something you do in a seller's market. So I just want to talk about, like, in that instance, or if you did get multiple offers in one day, how do you select the right offer? And even sometimes, just because you got the first, they got it in, doesn't mean it's the right offer yet. So maybe you don't quite want to accept yet. So I just want to go over a handful of these things to think about. Number one, are they pre-approved? So you get an offer, you should be getting a pre-approval letter from them. The agent should be sending that with it, telling you how much they are approved from that, from the lender that they're using. Now, it's important to verify that. So if I am the agent receiving that offer, I'm going to call the bank and make sure that that is a current pre-approval. How much is it for? Does it only say 350 and the house is 400? Do they have some escalations in there, which I'll talk about in a little bit, that say they'll pay more than the pre-approval is for? Got to make sure that it's going to be covered. And then also this pre-approval letter from the lender. What do you know about that lender? What do you know? Do they have a reputation? That's where agents come in handy. If you're in the Seattle area, there's some very popular credit unions. There's some very popular banks that are used, but they're notorious for not closing on time. I sometimes worry about the quality. Do you know that that place really did look at everything? It's not all pre-approvals are the same. It just says pre-approvals. They're not committing to anything. So do you know for sure that they actually show their actual income statements in there, or are they just pre-qualified? That's what you want to know. Because even sometimes people are pre-approved, but the form that the lender has says pre-qualified, and you want to make sure they're pre-approved. But the pre-qualified, even though it says pre-qualified, they may be pre-approved. So that's why you got to have someone checking with the lender and making sure what the situation is. Another thing to look at, have they waived any contingencies? So there's going to be a myriad of contingencies that they probably put on the offer, such as inspection contingency. So they want to look at that. So you got to look at that. Like, well, they want a 10-day inspection. This other one wants a 5-day inspection. Oh, this third one doesn't even want an inspection. That's not always good, by the way. Sometimes, you know, you don't want them backing out later in finding a different way to get out, right? So sometimes it's good. You want to make sure they do know what's wrong with the house. So, you know, like maybe you did a you did an inspection on the house before and made it available to serious buyers for them to look at. That's the time they may waive inspection. I'm in the Seattle, Washington area, and it's in Seattle itself. It's so hard to get an offer accepted if you have a inspection contingency, because so many people will waive it. So it's hard. But there's other contingencies like appraisal. Like, let's say they're offering more for the house than you think it's going to appraise at when an appraiser comes and looks at it. If they waive that appraisal, meaning that, you know, they offered $400,000 and the appraisal comes in at $380,000, they need to cough up that $20,000 extra on their own to take the house. So if it didn't appraise at the amount they offered with the contingency, they can just walk away completely from the deal, or you have to kind of negotiate and maybe lower your price on it. So if that's a contingency waive, that's nice as well. So look at that. Look at the contingencies. Have they waived any that are normal? And second, going along with that, are they offering more than likely appraised? So you need to. So the highest offer isn't necessarily the best one. If nobody's waived their appraisal and they're putting 3% down, they want cash back at closing. They may not have a lot of cash on hand, right? And they just outbid everybody, hoping that, well, once it actually appraises, we'll pay that amount because it doesn't matter. Like, we'll tell them, well, we can't pay more. And then you're more in a bind as a seller to maybe try to sell it, because now you know that's how much the house is worth. Are you going to be able to find anyone else to pay more? Right. So it's hard. Escalation contingency, is that in there? So an escalation contingency, that is when someone will write in, look, I want to pay $350 for this house, but if anybody else comes in at $350 or somewhere near there, I will pay $5,000 over the next highest price up to, say, $400,000. So they're willing to pay $400, but this is used so that they don't have to put in a bid for $400,000, that they can just escalate, say, $5,000. Some people will do like $1,000, which I don't even recommend because it seems silly by the time you take out taxes and whatever. Emotionally, like to get that extra bit over. And it shows a commitment and a seriousness to purchasing the house, which is nice to see. Now, escalation clauses are not legal in all states. I believe Texas, it's not legal. So you have to check with your real estate professional and whatnot to see if those are even legal in your state or if that's something, yeah, legal in your state. Is it legal or something you don't even have to worry about? Next. Okay. And this is my advice. What you're looking for in these offers is you're looking for people that are ready and committed to closing. Have they done anything extra in this offer to show that they're committed to closing? Are they offering to move it up the closing date if possible? Are they putting up a lot of earnest money? Are they releasing earnest money early on to show like, look, we want it. We'll release $2,000 right away, just, you know, or upon mutual or upon after inspection, we will release this much for you just to have, because they are planning to close the house. And then what else? Short closing. You know, we want a closing as quick as possible. Why? Because anything can happen. You don't want the sky to fall in the middle of the transaction, right? You want it to fall the day after. So you want a short closing. What if they lose their job, right? That's when I'm a buyer's agent, that's the thing I'm worried about most for people. What if they lose their job before closing? So then their financing is going to fail. So that's why you want just as quick as possible. If you can do a three-week. Heck, if you could do a two, do that. The other thing, or last thing maybe here to look at, loan terms. So you're going to have, and by that, you're going to see a lot of different offers. Some are going to be 20% down conventional loan. You might see 10% conventional loan. You might see 5% conventional loan. You may see FHA. You may say VA, all different kinds. Now, some are more favorable than others. Some, like, traditionally you'll see a lot of people just want conventional loans because they think they're the easiest. VA loans close just the same time as regular loans. Those are veteran assistance loans. But they're helping out veterans. But they have an old reputation, and some agents don't stay up with the times and have kind of got in their head that, oh, these take longer than every other loan. Like, well, no, not anymore. It's the same time as other loans, so you don't have to look at that. But you want to look at the percentage that they're putting down, because, you know, the percentage they're putting down probably means they're a little better financially. So if there's a hiccup or they won't be asking as much potentially after an inspection, that kind of thing. So yeah, that's the terms. Oh, also cash. Is it a cash house? Because I don't know, it's cash. That's really easy to close. There's no appraisal. There's a lot of contingencies. People are just ready to buy it. Sometimes they want a deal, but it depends. Do you need that money? Would you rather have that money super quick and know for sure it's going to close, or wait and hope that the appraises for as much as somebody else is offering? Those are things to weigh. So yeah, that's about it. That's it for this edition. Of course, there's a lot of other things that you might look at when the offers come in. There's nuances about each transaction, but those are things you can talk to about your real estate professional. And speaking of, if you are out of the Seattle, Washington area, because if you're in Seattle, Washington, just call me and I'll take care of you. Not even Seattle, anywhere in Washington. You're close to me. I'm sure you are. But if you're out of my area, if you're in another state or something, or Eastern Washington, I am connected with real estate agents all across the nation. And you can just email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. And I can set up an email to connect you with one of my favorite agents in your city. And you might be surprised where I have them. No, seriously. So if you have that need, feel free to reach out. Or if you want that ebook on selling your home, please let me know whether you're selling it on your own or with an agent, but you want some refresher info. Just email me. All right, that's the program. Thank you very much for listening. Again, please go rate us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out a lot. All right, happy home selling.